teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I thought I knew the girl so well. If she was sad, I couldn't tell. I missed the point. I missed the signs. So if she's gone, the fault is mine. I know a whole lot of little things. And even though I could test them one by one, she would still be gone. Her eyes are blue, her hair is long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was "In My Life." I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes, but I paid no attention to what mattered most. I never asked, she never said. And when she cried, I turned my head. She dreamed her dreams behind closed doors. That made them easy to ignore. And I know I miss the forest for the trees. Now all I have to show, or would she walk out the door for Colfax and nothing more? Eyes are blue, her hair is long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was "In My Life." I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes, but I paid no attention to what mattered most. Eyes are blue, her hair was long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her father's tall, her mother's gone. She moved out west when she was two. The way she laughed, the way she loved. Oh my God, what did I do?
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A barrage of bombs raining down on Gaza for the first time in 2 months as the fragile ceasefire appears to break.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he ordered the strikes after Hamas refused to release more hostages. Hamas says Netanyahu has decided to overturn the ceasefire deal. Negotiations have stalled with neither side able to agree on a path forward. Israel says this new offensive will continue as long as necessary and could expand beyond just airstrikes.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Federal judge continues pressing the Justice Department on whether the Trump administration violated his order concerning the deportation of Venezuelan migrants removed from the U.S. and flown to El Salvador under a 100-year-old law. The migrants were suspected gang members. The two astronauts who thought they'd be going up for a quick flight and ended up on the International Space Station for 9 months are headed back to Earth. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams bid farewell to the ISS this morning. They should splash down this evening. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, April down 29 to 1727, May down 32 to 1741, June down 7 to 1736, July down 9 at 1782. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were lower, barrels down 6.5 to 162.5, 40-pound blocks down 4.75 to 164.5, three trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 230.25, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 115.5, no trades. Dry whey steady at 45 and no trades on the day. Cattle markets and hog markets were mostly higher on the day as all three markets closed mostly higher. Strength in the cash cattle markets from last week helped to support buying interest at least early on in the week. Meanwhile, hog markets showing some strength due to some higher pork cutout values and also some good export report news. April live cattle up $1.85 to $205.02. March feeder cattle up $2.65 to $284.62. April hogs up $1.45 to $88. Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat markets were the grain leader in the complex on the day. Dry weather in the plains, dry weather in the Black Sea region, and also in Russia, all combining to support wheat markets. Corn markets also mostly higher as some good export news is right now. Corn is still the cheapest worldwide, at least at the moment. Soybeans, they closed mostly mixed, lower in some of the nearbys due to the continued advancement of the South American harvest. May corn up 2.5 to 461, new crop up 3 to 454. May beans down 0.5 to 1015.5, new crop up 0.5 to 1018.5. May wheat up 11.5 to 568.5. Minneapolis wheat may up 13.25 to 615. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Durand, cash corn 403, April 406, May 409, new crop 394. Cash beans 926, April 931, May 936, new crop 929. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 413, April 419, May 425, new crop 404. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 421, April 423, new crop 405. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 401, new crop 404. Cash beans 930, new crop 943. Allied Cooperative, Blair, cash corn 411, new crop 404. Cash beans 925, new crop 928. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 426, April 431, May 433, new crop 415, cash beans 963, April 973, May 976, new crop 960. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 397, April 401, new crop 397, cash beans 931, new crop 946. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 185 to 214, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 185, market cows 115 to 136, bulls 133 to 172, calves 450 to 1115, beef steers at 275 to 460, Holstein steers 138 to 303. Sheep markets, market lambs 320 and down, ewes 265 and down, rams 165 and down, goat markets, does 650 and down, bucks 430 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-351-4596. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring some rain, snow, and blowing snow starting late tonight through Wednesday and into Wednesday night. Several inches of accumulation possible with blowing snow likely into Wednesday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet that costs less at Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back. With me in the wheel, oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. But she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. letting you go, because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out, honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back down. Whipping in the wind, love, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Now she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Baby, I'm a real good man. I
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I hear you just got married, took a month-long honeymoon, and you were all smiles at the wedding, and you cried when you kissed the groom. I got no invitation, I guess the mailman didn't bring it to me, but I see the whole thing in slow motion every night as I try to sleep. My buddy John said you looked real pretty, and you acted like you were in love. He said the preacher asked for objections, and he thought about standing up. I told John he must have been crazy, 'cause you were just about to say hey, I do. He just gave me a wink and said all he could think was it could have been me. I ever told you that I went out and bought you a ring. I even carried it around in my pocket, waiting to say the right thing. I pulled it out the other day, but the diamond had lost its shine. Well, I know how it feels, 'cause my eyes grow dim when I think you could have been mine. Out to see, it could have been me. Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Billy Ray Cyrus, Could Have Been Me, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have a windy morning, temperatures upper 20s to low 30s, and we got a big storm coming. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll chat with Ed Elfman. He's with the American Bankers Association. Had a chance to talk with Ed during a commodity classic. We're going to talk about the Acres Act and what that is and what it all means. And we'll have more with Ed here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi. We talk a lot about roots, and part of our roots is offering a little something for everyone in Bluff Country. A lot of people ask me, do you have chicken feed? Yep, sure do. Do you have fertilizer for our crops? Yep, sure do. Seed for our lawn and garden? Yep, sure do. How about hay nets for our horses? Yep, we've got that too. Strong roots help communities thrive. At Bluff Country Feed and Seed, we've got the people and products to start building your roots.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The tariff talk is in uncharted territory. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Each new administration that takes over in the White House after an election brings its own agenda. Harrison Pittman, director of the National Agriculture Law Center, says some administrations require a bigger shift for U.S. agriculture than others.
Some for ag are more pronounced than others, but in the last three or four administrations, agriculture has kind of been right in the middle of a lot. Here, the scope of the tariffs, the tariff talk, and the tariffs that have been implemented, and the retaliatory tariffs, aren't new, but perhaps at this scope, this breadth, this order of magnitude, that feels different at least. And the retaliatory tariffs feel quite different.
The funds generated from the tariffs will go toward a precedent-setting use.
In my knowledge, we don't really have a lot of precedent for tying tariffs to other domestic priorities, particularly like tariffs, the funds generated from that being used to offset the cost of things like tax cuts. That's been publicly stated as a goal of the tariff. So we're in a kind of a new territory there that I don't know how to predict it.
He says the tariff discussions are not going away anytime soon.
I tend to just believe that we're in it. We're going to stay in it for a while. I've noticed that even as we sort of let off the gas pedal, say on the car manufacturer side and between Canada and Mexico, anything that was covered in USMCA is not part of those tariffs. But there's still the promise very publicly of more to come and those still coming back. But at the same time, unless I'm missing it, we're not seeing any changes in the retaliatory side. And that's always, to me, been the real issue for agriculture. What gets boomeranged back our way? And so when you have the experience that we had in 2018, particularly for corn and soybeans, there was a loss of market share, particularly to China versus Argentina and Brazil. So it'll be interesting to watch as we now levy tariffs more broadly, and there's talk of going even against the European Union.
Harrison Pittman of the National Agriculture Law Center. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring some rain, snow, and blowing snow starting late tonight through Wednesday and into Wednesday night. Several inches of accumulation possible with blowing snow likely into Wednesday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet that costs less at Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
As helpless as I do today, my world just fell around me as I watched you drive away. There's nothing left between us. Somehow we've grown apart. Yes, I've got it through my head. I just can't break it to my heart. I can't believe this is me. On the hurting side of pain, sifting through the ashes, still trying to find a flame. But the flames have turned to embers, left glowing in the dark. Yes, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. If I could, Lord knows I would, spin back the hands of time and re-see scattered memories that are cluttered in my mind. I'll pick up where we left off and make a brand new start. Yes, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart. Is me on the hurting side of pain, sifting through the ashes, still trying to find a flame. But the flames have turned to embers, left glowing in the dark. Oh, I've got it through my head, I just can't break it to my heart.
Just like nothing happened, but somewhere in the darkness, I heard her say goodbye. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't coming back again. I look for guidance in the sky, but the stars have all gone out. The love of my life is dying. Even the man in the moon is crying. I'm burning up this blacktop, heading down to Austin. I wonder if she misses me tonight. That I could tell her how much I love her, and I wish this damned old thunderbird could fly. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't coming back again. I look for guidance in the sky,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Mark Colley and Even the Man on the Moon is crying here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. Well, from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, they had an H5N1 update last week. According to the USDA, they've confirmed the H5N1 in 83 cases in six states, Wisconsin included, and also 16 cases in livestock in four states. Now, Wisconsin has not had a livestock infection, according to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Also, Wisconsin now participating in the FDA's sampling of raw milk as well. They're testing for the H5N1 virus in that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, manufacturing high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. This Friday, March 21st, the USDA is expected to open the applications for the December round of economic assistance to farmers. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins told me at Commodity Classic in Denver that the details are being worked out now, and I'll have more when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be five times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, as of today, the USDA is expected to meet its March 21st deadline to begin processing applications for the $10 billion in economic relief allocated to farmers in December. The funding comes from the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP, and it aims to provide direct payments based on 2024 acreage reports and market conditions. Farmers enrolled in USDA programs can expect pre-filled applications to be sent to them, allowing for a quick turnaround and submission. The agency hopes to expedite the process and deliver an initial round of payments at 85% of the total amount, with supplemental payments to follow later this summer. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins emphasized the urgency of getting these funds out quickly, given the tight economic conditions many producers are facing. However, it's worth noting that the final calculations will be determined by USDA based on signups. Some producers have been factoring these payments into their 2025 business plans, with concerns that delays could cause cash flow disruptions. Ag economists have noted mixed reactions to the program. Some see it as necessary to offset the ongoing market challenges. However, others warn it could prolong high input costs and inflated land values. Ben Brown, an agricultural economist with the University of Missouri, observed, quote, "People have made decisions, business decisions, both at the farm gate level and at the agribusiness sector, depending on these payments. So if they had any changes in implementing these or if they were delayed strongly, I think we could see some ripple effects." In total, the USDA expects about $9.7 billion of the assistance to go toward major commodity crops, with Texas, Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas among the top states in estimated total payments. And while the funding will provide immediate relief, the broader question for long-term economic sustainability in the farming industry remains a pressing issue as the industry navigates fluctuating input costs, global competition, and ongoing weather challenges. I'll have more information when we come back.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
As the applications for the most recent round of federal aid for producers is set to open on Friday, farmers interested in applying should check with their local FSA service center for details on eligibility and submission requirements. The USDA has committed to making this process as seamless as possible to ensure timely distribution of funds. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
just once, I'd like to make it. Then there'll be tears of joy that fill her loving eyes. When she cries at night, and she doesn't think that I can hear her, she tries to hide all the fear she feels inside. So I pray this time I can be the man that she deserves, 'cause I die a little each time. When she cries,
serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
There's a new star in my sky. There's a new song in my life. Some may take love casually, but I know what is worth to me. I would count the steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given, tip my hat and walk through fire to find sure love.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation released its 2024 Impact Report, showcasing its dedication to advancing Wisconsin agriculture through agricultural literacy, leadership development, and farmer support. The report highlights the foundation's commitment to cultivating informed consumers, engaged leaders, and resilient farmers. The 2024 Impact Report said that the foundation's significant contributions included reaching 111,000 students through Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom, engaging 200,000 consumers via Gather Wisconsin, and supporting 1,000 farmers through 10 Farm Neighbor Care grant projects. What are USDA's projections for the American dairy industry in the coming year? USDA dairy analyst Peyton Ferrier spoke at this year's Ag Outlook Forum.
Milk production is expected to grow modestly by 0.4%. That's primarily based on herd growth of 0.4% with a slight growth in yield, that's milk per cow. Milk components, the fats and skim solid percentages, are expected to grow. The all milk price is projected to be nearly unchanged at $22.60 per hundredweight. And feed costs, the cost of feed is expected to fall in the coming year.
When it comes to price projections for the year ahead, Ferrier says prices for U.S. butter and cheese are competitive to start 2025.
The U.S. price is quite a bit lower than the EU price, suggesting U.S. butter is competitive on global markets. For cheese, you have an Oceania price higher than the U.S. price, suggesting U.S. cheese is also competitive to start the year. NDM and whey are, however, less competitive, particularly for whey. The U.S. price for whey was higher than EU prices, and that suggests that it's not quite as competitive on the global markets.
Federal court rulings in California and Maryland have ordered multiple government agencies to reinstate probationary employees who they say were unlawfully terminated under directives from the Office of Personnel Management. U.S. District Judge William Elslup of California found that the firings violated legal protections, while U.S. District Judge James Bredar of Maryland ruled that the Trump administration had failed to follow proper procedures for large-scale layoffs, including providing a 60-day advance notice. As a result, 14 federal departments, including agriculture, along with defense, energy, interior, treasury, and veterans affairs, along with other agencies such as the Environmental Protection Agency, the Small Business Administration, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, have been ordered to offer reinstatement to affected employees. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released the following statement regarding the status of probationary employees. The department will work quickly to develop a phased plan for return to duty. While those plans materialize, all probationary employees will be paid. Like other segments of U.S. agriculture, red meat exports would take a significant hit from a tariff war. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is seriously worried about tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the three markets account for a little over 40% of U.S. red meat exports.
We're coming in at 2024 at $19.1 billion in total beef and pork exports. And if you add up Mexico, China, and Canada, it's about $8.4 billion of that. So obviously very concerning at a very high level. But we'll have to just see how this all plays out because there's a lot of moving parts and it remains to be seen exactly what the potential impact is short term. Of course, long term, we're very hopeful that we can work through this and get through it with minimal impact on our exports.
According to the latest USMEF export report, U.S. beef exports were more than $415 per fed steer or heifer, and pork exports totaled more than $66 per head. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring some rain, snow, and blowing snow starting late tonight through Wednesday and into Wednesday night. Several inches of accumulation possible with blowing snow likely into Wednesday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, breezy in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet that costs less at Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. Good to be.